Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verse 8. Today we will begin a new passage.
The lights of light, the Bible stands, though the hills may tumble,
it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today is a special day. We're starting Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And I have titled this section, What Child Is This? Now, this may sound like a Christmas message to you, and I guess you could call it that to a degree. But really, we're looking more at a doctrine, the doctrine of Christ. So I want you to see this today. And call someone else and ask them to listen in as well. Have pencil and paper ready. I'll be giving you some in-depth notes here as we study this word of God in these two verses, Colossians 2, 9, and 10. And you'll have something that'll be very special, I believe, when it is over. If you'd like to have a CD for the broadcast today, please write us and let us know that you want a CD. For a gift of $5, we'll send that to you. Mention Colossians 2, 9, and 10, or the title, What Child Is This? Also, let us know what radio station that you're listening to us. That's also important to us. Helps us to be able to gauge where we want to have a radio ministry. If we don't hear from one area, then it might be wiser to use the Lord's money to have a radio ministry in another area where we are being heard. So let me encourage you to write us on that. Also, let me encourage you to be in your local church on Sunday. Now, I like this radio ministry. I just love being able to do this. But my friend, this radio ministry does not take the place of your local church. We don't pretend to do that. You need to be in a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church every service they're going. And so, my friend, if your church meets on Sunday and Wednesday, or if it's having revival meeting, you need to be in there. Unless you're a shut-in, be in God's house. And we encourage that. We do not take the place of the local church. If you don't have a good local church in your area, find out what you got to do to get one started. But my friend, please, please, please be faithful and obedient to the Word of God. Now our text is Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Follow along as I read. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Many complimentary and flowery words will be spoken concerning baby Jesus or the Christ child, especially around Christmas time. And who can say anything derogatory about a baby? Verse 9 is a clear-cut statement of the deity of this baby. So I want us to look closely at this verse. Now, it says here in Colossians 2, 9, for in him. Now, that statement is emphatic. It carries the idea of nowhere else. And what is being stated here cannot be stated any stronger in the Greek language than it is right here. I had a man in a former church that had guns in his house that were loaded. And he had them in a gun cabinet, and it was locked. And I asked about the children that were really, to be quite frank with you, they were unruly children. And I asked him if he feared them getting into the gun cabinet and an accident happening. And he let me know that he is so emphatic about how bad he would beat the children for even touching the gun cabinet that they wouldn't go near it. And he was right. They knew what they could do, but they also knew what they could not do. And they would never touch those guns. It wasn't worth what they knew their daddy would do. Daddy wouldn't question it. He wouldn't ask why. Nothing of that nature. He would just whip them within an inch of their life, and they'd probably rather be shot by the time he was done. That is how emphatic this statement here is here in Colossians 2:9. And so, for in him dwelleth is the next word. Now, the word dwelleth comes from the Greek word katoiki, and broken down, it means this, okio. Now, that's not oreo, but it sounds like it, doesn't it? Means to be at home. And then it's got the prefix kata, which means down, and showed permanent. This compound verb was used to describe the permanent residence of a community or a town as compared with the transient community. For example, if I asked how many native Floridians are in my audience, if this is on in the state of Florida, many of you that are listening in Florida are not native Floridians. However, my wife was born and reared in North Carolina, up in the mountains. And you could find people that were born at home in their houses. They were raised there, and they will die on the old homestead. And they are permanent residents. And that's the idea behind the word dwelleth. It's in a Greek tense that is called durative in action. In other words, it is permanent residence. Now, broken down, this verse is saying, for in him, that is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, there is permanently and continuously at home in this child the fullness of the Godhead. All the fullness of the Godhead. Now, we are based here in Ocala. We're right next to Silver Springs. It's probably about 2 miles from the location where I'm speaking. And at Silver Springs, when you go on their glass bottom boats and they tell you about the spring, they will tell you that Silver Springs is 99.something% pure. And that's probably true. However, with Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead is not 99%, it is 100% the fullness of the Godhead. And the word fullness there indicates completely filled, as if a glass had milk in it and you could not put in one more drop without an overflow. God was in his fullness and not just a simple manifestation in Christ Jesus. In other words, Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. And this is an eternal truth. In Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The entire fullness of the Godhead is in Christ. Now, that fullness comes from the Greek word pleroma, and it's defined as fullness, plenitude. The Gnostics represented Christ and deity as dispersed among several agencies. Pantheism is like that. Do you remember the singer John Denver? John Denver was a pantheist, and a few years ago he sang a song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy. And it was a popular song in this country. But what many people do not realize is that it was in honor of pantheism. In other words, everything is God. This microphone that I'm speaking into is God. The chair I'm sitting on is God. The room I'm in is God. You are God. I'm God. We're all God. The tree is God. Everything is God. Well, this portion here, when it talks about Jesus, is not speaking of divinity, rather his deity. Now, many groups believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, but that attitude is that he is godlike. They believe Christ had more divinity than any of us do, but he was not Almighty God. But friend, Jesus Christ is Almighty God in the flesh, and if any have any other doctrine about that, if anybody says, no, that's not quite true, then my friend, that person is none of Christ. That person is not saved. He is Almighty God in the flesh, and if any have not this doctrine, he is none of his. Now, since Jesus is the same yesterday, that is eternity past, today, that is time and the history of man, and forever, that is eternity future, therefore, we draw this biblical conclusion. The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him even before his incarnation. In other words, he already was Almighty God when the human flesh was just being conceived in Mary. Before the incarnation, he was in the form of God. In Philippians 2, 6 and 7, it says, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. You see, God is a spirit, and he always existed in eternity past in his spirit body. But then he entered Mary and took on human flesh. In John 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then you go down to John 1, 14, and it says, the Word. Okay, now he said that the Word was God. Remember, John 1, 1, the Word was God and is God. Okay, so whoever the Word is God. And then he says in verse 14, the Word was made flesh. Now, I want you to bear with me on this, because the Greek language was the language God used in originally writing this verse. And I think it really shows us more strongly what that means, because the Word was made flesh is in the Greek what they call the aorist middle voice. Now, don't get to a point where you're turning me off now. I'm going to explain that so you can understand it. That phrase, the Word was made flesh, was in the aorist, which means an act occurring in past time, and middle voice, which shows the subject as acting upon himself. In other words, when the baby was conceived inside the Virgin Mary, it was Jesus acting upon himself. Mary had nothing to do with it. The Word was made flesh, was Jesus forming the flesh about him inside Mary. And that's why the angel said unto Mary in Luke 1:35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And that's what John 1 and Luke 1 are literally teaching us, is that Mary had nothing to do with it. Jesus was forming his flesh about him inside of Mary. That's why Hebrews 10:5 says, a body thou, and thou is referring to God, prepared me. In him, therefore, is the permanent and continuous dwelling at home of the Godhead. Now, the word Godhead is found only three times in the New Testament. Romans 1:20, and Acts 17:29, and then right here in our text in Colossians chapter 2. Now, the Greek word in this passage basically means that in the Son dwells all the fullness of the absolute Godhead. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
stands my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.